You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And welcome again to this special feature on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. I'm Todd Michaels, along with New Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
Talking with Kate Mann right now. Kate, I know you as the Public Information Officer and Community Relations Officer for the Oshkosh Police Department, but today I'm talking with you in a totally different role as the executive director of Reach a Child. Can you tell me a little bit about Reach a Child and how you got involved?
Yeah, so Reach a Child is an amazing nonprofit organization that's located in Madison, and I got to know this organization through my role as a police officer with the city of Oshkosh. We've been using this program for over 10 years now, and it is a nonprofit that supplies first responders with books that they can use to comfort and distract children who are in crisis situations.
Okay, so I guess you Reach a Child then, I guess, would be donating books and backpacks and things like that to police or first responders?
Yeah, so how it works is we rely on donations or applying for grant money in order to sponsor different first responders. And once we get the sponsorship in place, then we reach out to the first responders in that area and are able to supply them directly with what are called reach bags. And in these reach bags are a variety of books and drawstring bags that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources there and ready to use.
Why is it important for a first responder to be able to connect with children, say, through books or through the Reach a Child materials?
Yes, so speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis. So during the crisis, whether it's a house fire, an accident, a domestic disturbance, you know, children have been through traumatic events or still are experiencing the traumatic events. And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand. So versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way, that doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
I see what you're saying. So, you know, it's kind of like a thing where maybe you can take the child off to the side and read them a book that they have from the Reach a Child materials, right?
Yes, and then that child also gets to keep the book or books. You know, they might, maybe they'll be reading a couple of books during the situation. This is dependent upon the crisis.
I love that. How many EMS departments does Reach a Child help out with these book bags?
We currently serve over 350 departments statewide.
Wow, that is amazing. That's amazing. So could you maybe tell me a story of how Reach a Child has been able to help a first responder? Do you have any stories like that?
I do, and I actually have a personal story of how I utilized it when I was on patrol.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, so when I was on patrol, we responded to a really bad domestic disturbance in which we had to arrest both of the adults in the family for engaging in the physical disturbance. And we had three kids that were there, and we were going to be with them for a lengthy period of time until juvenile services. We were going to be with them for a lengthy period of time until juvenile services arrived on scene. And it was over about an hour that we were there with them. And you know, we're thinking, you know, what can we do to help comfort them and calm them? Because what they just witnessed before we even arrived on scene was very traumatic for them. So I recalled that we had these Reach a Child bags in our squad car. So I was able to go retrieve the bag and read through several of the different books. And you could just see how the kids started to calm down and were distracted and comforted through the different stories that we were reading.
Oh, that is so good. That's so wonderful. And I bet as a police officer, you appreciated having the tool.
Yeah, the tools are amazing. And it's another resource that we have readily available to give to kids. And now in my current role as the public affairs and public information officer, I use them also at community outreach events. So I'm free to give the books out and interact with kids and families in that way as well.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this. If somebody wanted to help, you know, they're hearing this and they go, that is something and that's a mission I'd like to be a part of. How can they do so?
Yes, we would love all the support that people can give us. And there is a button on our webpage. Our webpage is www.reachachild.org. And there's a donate button that's on the very first page. And people can click on that to do a monetary donation. We also love when people do book drives for us because that, again, provides those books directly to us so we can give to the first responders.
Is there a specific like age range on the books that you're looking for? Is it like for wee kids, two to six, or is it all age ranges?
Yeah, we really look for all different age ranges so that whatever the crisis is, we have a variety of books that could help that specific child.
I love it. This is something that I'm really excited about and excited for you to be a part of it, Kate. You're welcome. Is there anything about Reach a Child that we haven't talked about yet that you really want to get out and you want to promote?
Really just getting that message out to the community and to first responders in Wisconsin. Our goal is to get all of the first responder departments involved in our program. And I believe there are about 600 different first responder groups in Wisconsin. So yeah, just getting the word out there, not only the community, but the first responders as well.
Kate, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity as well.
And more with Jim and John, Mino and the Mayor, coming up after the news on WISS.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.